This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
You just tuned in to the outreach ministries of the Mount Calvary Baptist Church, located 320 Daspit Street in Alexandria, Louisiana. Reverend Ronnie Humphrey Sr. is the pastor. We are a church of the living word, preaching and teaching the word, thereby fulfilling God's command as stated in Mark 16:15 to go therefore into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. At Mount Calvary Baptist Church, leading to others is the church's first priority. Now join Pastor Humphrey in a sermon already in progress.
Jesus, keep me near the cross. Just keep me near thy cross. There's a precious fountain free. Thank you, Jesus. Healing stream, hallelujah, flows from Calvary. Yes, sir. Thank you, Lord. Oh, near. Be real ever until peace be seated. something.
Remove all aches and pains.
Yes.
Oh, Lord, have mercy. We need you.
Yeah, we need you.
Right now.
Yes, sir.
We need you. Yeah. As we go in and out of our various homes. We need you every time we lie down at night. As we toss and turn. Oh, Lord, and have mercy.
Yes, Lord.
We ask for mercy because mercy would soothe all the pain.
Yeah.
Mercy would dry all the tears away. Mercy, Father. Father, we need you.
Yes, we need you.
Now, Father.
Yes, Lord.
Now, Father.
Well,
give us a home where the wicked shall cease from trouble.
Yes, Lord.
Give us a home.
Thank you.
Where there's no more sickness.
Yes.
No more sorrow.
Say it.
Every day will be a day of thanksgiving.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
A home on the other side of the mountain.
Yes,
where the streets are paved with silver and gold.
Yes.
A home, dear Father.
Yeah.
Where we can be at peace.
Yes, sir.
There will be no more sickness.
All right, all right.
There will be no more aches and pains.
Yeah.
A home.
Yes.
Away from home.
Yes.
Dear Father, when it's all over,
yes.
When we too must stick our swords in the sands of time,
yes.
To breathe life no more,
yes.
Please meet us.
Oh my
God. Give us a place.
Yes.
Over yonder across the Jordan.
Yes.
A place. Father, we ask these and many more. In thy Son Jesus' name.
Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Before we move to our benevolent phase, we do have a candidate this morning, young Mr. Jalen Jones. And this will be a rebaptism, but I was told this morning before we prayed, he said to me that he was very young and he does not remember it well. So our mission today is to make a memory this time.
Amazing grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, and now I'm found, was blind, but now I see. Saved a wretch like me. Oh, I once. Thank you, Lord. And snares, I have already come. There's thorn and snare I have. Yes. Nothing but your grace. Your mercy. Please be seated. Lord, right now as we lean into your word, Lord, we're asking that you open it to us so that we may understand what you're saying to this, your people. I'm asking you, Lord, to make me your mouthpiece and your sounding board so that I may say something to draw people to you. And Lord, I don't ever want to drive them away. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Yes, sir. Amen. Amen. We've had such a good time today. Forgive me if I move rather swiftly. Want to try to make sure we get everything done and get you back home before the clouds burst. Amen. Amen. Giving honor to the Godhead, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, to our past emeritus, Dr. Huey P. Lawson, Reverend Rodney Lonix on my left, Minister Cindy Humphrey. Let me first say, allow me today to talk about you a little bit. I need your permission to talk not only to you, but I'm going to talk about you. But in some cases, I may be talking about me too. Amen? Matthew 7 chapter 21 through 23. Matthew 7. Now, these are words of Jesus, so let me say first, Jesus is talking about us before I talk about us. Amen. It ought to be in red in your Bible. It means that's Jesus talking. Amen. Matthew 7 chapter, starting at verse 21. Let me move on. It says, not everyone that says unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. But he that does the will of my Father, which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils? And in thy name done many wondrous works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Now, here's where it comes, right here. In James Spelling, thank you for this. Don't fake it through, faith it through. Amen. When you leave today, look at the board outside. Don't fake it through, faith it through. Question, do you still have faith even when you get disappointed? Huh? When things don't go your way, you done prayed all night and all day, do you still have faith? Huh? God is calling on us today to stay faithful, because the world will take your faith if you let them have it. Amen? You need to be faithful through your economic stress. Can I get a witness? Now, I've been there before. Faithful through physical and mental stress. You see, when you look, when you get sick, when your body aches, your faith starts aching too. Amen. Amen. When you got that pain management that you got to deal with all the time, and you pray on a bended knee and that knee hurts, your faith can get a little weak. But stay on the battlefield, amen. You need to be faithful through spiritual stress. Sometimes we just can't find any spiritual peace. Yeah. Amen. Deep down in your soul, you got not only a heartache, but you got a soul ache. Amen. And no matter how you try, doesn't seem that you can reconcile that, but stay on the battlefield. Amen. Do you call on God in fakeness or in faith? Huh? When you say, Lord, Lord, is it a fake? Or is it true faith? Listen, if you believe the town talk more than the Bible, then you're faking it. Can I get a witness? If you believe gossip more than gospel, you are faking it. Jesus said in John 11, 40, said I not unto thee that if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God. Listen, We all should want to see God's glory. Huh? Because every glimpse of his glory helps us to be strong in the trenches. Huh? When we see the amazing gift of God, it helps us when the bad times come. And when you see the glory of God, you ought to say glory to God. Amen? You ought to give God the glory. Can I get a witness? God wants us to use faith, but he also wants us to use common sense. And by that, I mean this. I'm not talking about that crazy faith that tells a person to make an extreme leap. Huh? I'm not talking about going and try to buy a $60,000 Cadillac on a Chevrolet budget. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about trying to go from Cars Park to Charles Park, making minimum wage. That ain't what I'm talking about. But if you get on your knees and pray about it, God will give you that Cadillac budget. If you get on your knees and pray about it, he'll give you the kind of job that you can buy a home of your own and not only buy it, but pay for it. Verse 21 of our text again says this, not everyone that says unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that does the will of my Father which is in heaven. Listen, we see that talk can be cheap. Amen? If it ain't backed up by action. Amen, amen. Many years ago, I talked the talk in order to convince my father-in-law to let me have his daughter. Amen. But you got to back up the talk. Amen. Amen. I say to all young husbands and fathers, you got to back up the talk. Amen. Amen. Talk is cheap. Amen. But actions speak louder than words sometimes. Amen. You know, call on God when it's good times. Amen. Give him the glory when you're happy. So when things go bad, you'll have some praises stored up. Can I get a witness? And then you'll be able to tell somebody how you got over. Amen. But if you never got over, you can't tell nobody how you got over. If you're still under, you can't tell nobody how to get over. Verse 22 says, many will say to me in that day, listen, Lord, Lord, that's that name again, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils? Listen. If you've done a whole lot of great stuff in your life, huh? A lot of great things. Got your name in the paper. Got a whole lot of plaques and awards. And, you know, that's good. That's fine. You've done a whole lot of stuff in God's name, but you haven't done his will. Then you're in trouble. Amen. You know, we always love to use the phrase, God told me to tell you. Amen. Now, sometimes that's right. Because I believe it's right this morning. God wants me to tell you. Amen. If he didn't want me to tell you this, he wouldn't have got James Speller to put the sign on. And I didn't tell him what to put up there. But it spoke to me. But if you're doing great things and you're not doing it in God's will, it doesn't matter how many pats on the back you get. Doesn't matter how many accolades you get. Doesn't matter how many times you get your name in the paper. You got to be in his will. You got to be in his will. Verse 23 says, and then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Huh. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Listen, to the fakers, it's saying this. You use my name in vain. Huh? You use my name more for your want than my will. Can I get a witness? Now, if you're being rewarded for doing God's will, then that's good. Amen. But if you're being rewarded for doing your own will, then you're in trouble. I mean, you got to have enough faith to do what God tells you to do. Sometimes that's a hard thing. Sometimes you don't know how it's going to happen. Sometimes you don't have all the instruction. But if God tells you to do it, you ought to have enough faith to say, Lord, I don't know what you want me to do, but I'm going to go ahead and do it anyway. When I get there, I believe you'll tell me what to do. Anybody ever did something and didn't know how they were going to do it until it came that day? That's God's will. That's your faith. You stepped out on faith anyway, and you tried it, and he rewarded you. I'm talking to some faithful people, not some faking people. People fake it for a long time. Been in church all of their lives, but still faking. Can I get a witness? Sometimes people that are supposed to know God don't really know him. Amen. And that goes for pastors too. Amen. You see, we're always looking to see faith. Amen. But you can't always see faith. Although you can't see it, you can see the evidence of faith. You can tell where faith is by the evidence that you see. A happy home means that there's some faith there. Can I get a witness? When you have that inner spiritual peace, it means that there's some faith there. When you see somebody that you thought would have been gone on a long time ago and they're still on the land of the living, you know that person got some faith. And they didn't just fake it through, they faked it through. God knows you might not have all the faith you need all the time. But a whole lot of faith is not what you're always going to have. But I'm going to tell you, a little bit of faith is better than a whole lot of fake. I'm going to say it again. A little bit of faith is a whole lot better than a whole lot of fake. Can I get a witness? Paul said in Hebrews, he said that it was the evidence of things not seen. Remember, you can't always see faith, but you can see the evidence of faith. You know where faith resides because you can see the proof. Amen. And then in Matthew 17 and 20, I heard Jesus say, that if you had faith the size of a mustard seed, a little bitty, tiny, hard to see grain of a mustard seed, if you had that small amount of faith, you'll be able to move mountains. Can I get a witness? So you see, it doesn't take a whole lot of faith all the time, but it takes some faith. Don't let the devil take all of your faith. If you're going through hard times and you know your faith is decreased, get down on your knees and tell God all about it. Say, Lord, here I am. Increase my faith. Make me strong in the face of defeat. Make me able to tell my family about the word of God. Make me able to go to my church and tell my church members, I love the Lord. He heard my cry, and when he heard my cry, he pitied my every groan. You can't fake it through. You got to faith it through. Don't let the devil take all your faith. Hold on. I heard a little song said, I'm holding on to my faith. You got to tell God every now and then, I need a little more faith in grace. Can I get a witness that if I'm going to make it through, I can't fake it through? You see, when they got Jesus and they arrested him over in the Garden of Gethsemane, I heard the story that when they whipped him all night long, he wasn't faking that he was hurting. Amen. He was really hurting. He wasn't faking it through. And then when they marched him up Calvary's Hill, every step he took, somebody talking about him, somebody belittling him. He wasn't faking it when he got dust on his sandals. And when he got him on the top of the hill, they nailed him on an old, dusty, rugged cross. And when he cried out in pain, he wasn't faking that. If you believe he was faking, let somebody nail you to a piece of wood and see if you can fake that kind of pain. Can't fake that kind of pain. And then they hung him high, so high, and stretched him wide. And when the pulse went down into the ground, looked like I can see his shoulders shake. But now, all the time, his mama and his followers around the foot of the cross, they're looking up at Jesus and they're wondering what's going to happen, because he had promised them he would be back 3 days later. So when he died, hung his head in the locks of his shoulders and gave up the ghost, they laid him in a borrowed tomb. Wasn't even his own. Laid him in a borrowed tomb. And when he died, he wasn't playing dead. He really was dead. But 3 days later, now you can't fake this. You can't fake this. 3 days later, he got up with all power. All power in heaven and earth in his hand. You can't fake that kind of power. Good evening, Mount Calvary. Don't fake it through. Just faith it through. Is it good? So good. Is it good? So good. Say yeah. If you got faith, say yeah. Is it good? Say yeah. Say yeah. Yeah. Whatever you do for the Lord, don't fake it through. If you can't be real, then don't do nothing at all. I'd rather see you sit on the sideline than to try to do something in a fake way. Because Jesus knows. And like he said, every time you say, Lord, Lord, you know, when I was growing up, I heard people in the hood all the time holler, Lord, Lord, Lord have mercy. Amen. Come Sunday morning.